Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, before we get to today's devotional, just wanted to take a second to thank one of our listeners, Julia, for leaving just an encouraging message on our pod inbox.
Hi, Pastor Jay. I really enjoy hearing your sermons and now this podcast. It's very grounding to hear your messages that we shouldn't throw out all of religion just because some of the dead religion, and we shouldn't throw out all of truth because of some misrepresentation of it. It's really grounding to me to hear that message in your recent series, Spiritual But Not Religious. I hope that you can continue in the rest of that series, just help me to discover why my skepticism about the church may not be warranted. So thank you so much. It's been very helpful to clear my mind and to find the truth. And thanks for all your great work.
So Julia, thank you so much for your kind words. I'm so glad that the Spiritual But Not Religious series is encouraging to you in some way. I hope with this series that we can reframe our conversation around the core questions that really matter. You know, in all situations, we really need to pick our battles and choose the hills that we're willing to die on. And I think sometimes we get caught up on the word religion, whether Christianity is a religion or not. But you know, I don't think that's really a hill for us to die on. What's more important are questions like, what is truth? How do we determine what truth is? What are the consequences when we allow every person to determine their own truth? And what we'll talk about in today's devotional, what are some of the bridges that can connect the spiritual but not religious person and the person in the church so that we can have dialogue and conversation together? But again, Julia, thank you so much for your kind message. If you have any other questions or feedback, please feel free to share. And really, it's things like this that keep me going. And so with that being said, here's today's scripture reading. The Spiritual But Not Religious Series, Part 3. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so for the Christian, we do not consider it dogmatic to hold that there is an objective, knowable standard of truth revealed to us by the Creator. Yet, there are definitely many ways in which Christians and the church have been too dogmatic. We have often been unwilling to acknowledge the threads of truth that the non-religious person may have found outside the church. As if to acknowledge any merit in their thinking would be to endorse all of their thinking. The Apostle John starts his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And the Greek term he uses there is logos. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos was with God, and the logos was God. What gets lost in translation is that the logos was a concept from Greek philosophy. The Greek thinkers looked out at the world and saw order everywhere. They concluded there must be some fundamental organizing principle to the cosmos, some unseen eternal truth. And what they called this unseen eternal truth was the Logos. They actually got pretty close. The genius of John's intro is he ties this thread of truth already present within the culture and connected it to the ultimate truth revealed by Jesus. The Logos is real, and his name is Jesus. Rather than simply dismiss their knowledge as secular or pagan, he completed it with the gospel. The spiritual but not religious may not be talking about Christianity or the Bible, but I bet they are already talking about faith and hope and love. Maybe they just use different terms. See, when they talk about the law of attraction, they're almost talking about faith. When they talk about destiny, really, they're talking about hope. And when they say something like, "My religion is love," that's very close to the truth that Scripture reveals, because it says that love fulfills the commandments and that God is love. And so your reflection for today is this: in what ways have we dismissed the spirituality of the non-religious person rather than looking for points of connection to build bridges of dialogue? How can we lovingly affirm, complete, or even redirect the knowledge that they already have through the gospel of Jesus? For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.